Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
We are in a different land. We are now on our book pick time that we inhabit every Tuesday at this moment. And we are thrilled to have one of our favorite independent booksellers with us, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, here to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this summer season. Good morning. It is always a delight to have you in our presence.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, it's always exciting to have you here. So where would you like to begin?
So I brought a big pile of my summer reading picks, but that's going to actually start with two kids' picture books.
Okay.
Summer is a great time to get kids excited about reading, and I think we talk a lot about middle grade and YA reading, kids' school reading lists, but I think we might forget that it's a great time to encourage little littles to read too. So I brought two of my favorite little picture books for the summer this year. One is called Naughty Kitty. It's by Adam Stower, and it is the adorable story of a little girl who gets a tiny gray kitten that is just the sweetest, most darling little thing you've ever seen. She leaves the kitten alone in the kitchen for just a minute. She comes back in and the kitchen is trashed. But what she doesn't realize is really that there's a tiger that has escaped from the zoo that is trashing her house when she's not in the room. And so she thinks it's the kitten that's tearing her house apart, but it's really this tiger. It's very sweet and lovely. And it's very sweet. It's a follow-up to a book called Silly Doggy, which sort of has a similar premise. I am like a big cat nerd.
Yeah.
And I like that this sort of combines the household kitty and the jungle kitty and the mistaken identity storyline.
Kitty.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Very, big kitty. Okay, great. I love it. Naughty Kitty by Adam Stower.
And then the other one I brought is called Thank You, Octopus by Darren Farrell. And this is the funny story of a kid who befriends an octopus, as one does. Time to go to bed. The octopus says, I made you a nice warm bath. Thank you, octopus. Of egg salad.
Oh.
And he makes the kid get into a bath of egg salad. Gross, no thank you, octopus. Oh, here, I'm sorry, I'll dry you off. With my tuba, and he blows out of his tuba at this kid. No thank you, octopus. Here, I'll help you put your PJs on the Statue of Liberty, that is. And they go on the top of the Statue of Liberty. And the kid's like, no thank you, octopus. So it's all these... the octopus is trying to do the nice thing, but it's not quite what is the right thing. And then at the end, the kid gets a little bit of revenge, per se, but tricks the octopus and says, hey, octopus, I'm going to give you a hug, a bear hug, and then a big bear hugs the octopus. It's very just a sweet friendship story, and I think kids will really get into the no thank you octopus recitation.
Look at that. All right. I like it.
It's hard to talk about picture books on the radio, but if you go to our website, you can see what they look like. Or come to the bookstore.
Why is the kid in his underwear?
Because it's bedtime.
Oh, okay. Pajamas?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Thank you, octopus. Okay.
So those are my kid picks, and now I have grown-up picks. Crazy,
oh, good.
Right?
There you
I didn't
go.
Even bring anything in between. But these are all books that I love. They're all fun. Not too heavy, but still quite smart summer reading. The first one I wanted to talk about is The Vacationers by Emma Straub. This is a story of a family who goes on vacation in Mallorca. It's a husband and wife who, as we learn quite early on in the book, he has recently cheated on her and she's sort of dealing with that. And they're adult children who don't necessarily all get along. And they're sort of thrust to be in this house on the beach in this beautiful part of Spain and deal with their issues. It's just wonderful. She's a great writer. And this is her second novel. And I'm just really excited. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list for, I think, about a month now.
I really like her. The Vacationers by Emma Straub, and it is published by Riverhead Books.
That's great.
My next pick is My Salinger Year by Joanna Rakoff. It's a memoir of the year that Joanna spent working for J.D. Salinger's literary agent in the 1990s. The literary agency is a sort of storied New York agency. She gets there on her first day and realizes that they don't use computers. They only just got a photocopier. She's assigned to basically work a dictaphone where she types on a typewriter all of the dictated notes her boss gives her. It's very old school. But then one day she picks up the phone and it's J.D. Salinger calling to talk to her, his agent. So it does have a lot of insidery J.D. Salinger stuff, nothing like revelatory or anything like that, but it's a really nice view into how he interacted with his agent, but also just a beautiful story of coming of age in Manhattan during the 90s and being a young woman trying to find your way in the world of literature and publishing.
So just a little backstory here. So Joanna came in to do our book show. And the book show is a half hour, but our taping time is about 24:30. That's how much time we're looking for, 24 minutes, 30 seconds. And you know, I've been doing the show for a couple of years now, and through doing the show, I have a pretty good sense of when that time is. And sometimes I'll go a little over or not, you know, but I'm always checking the clock. Joanna came in, we started talking. I looked up at the clock, and we had gone 42 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said to our wonderful producer, Sarah LaDuke, I realize some of this is going to have to be edited. She's fascinating. The story is amazing. She has so many incredible stories. And besides just that the idea of it is fascinating, her writing is beautiful. It's a really wonderful book.
It is. It's a real gem. I loved it.
It's so, so great. My Salinger Year by Joanna Rakoff. So good stuff.
Back to fiction, we have now in paperback The Rosie Project by Graham Simsion. Mm. This is a delight. This is like the most beachy of my books, I think.
Yeah.
It's just sort of a light, smart romance. It's about a brilliant genetics professor who maybe is on the autism spectrum who decides he needs to get married. And to do that, he's going to create like a 15-page scientific survey to find the perfect woman. And while he's working on this survey, a woman comes into his office and says, "Hey, you're a geneticist. I need you to help me find my birth father." And so it's sort of about their friendship, which, not really spoiling much, blossoms into a romance that you would not expect. They are such a pair of misfits that you would never expect to come together. And it's just delightful. It's set in Australia, and it's just super fun, a fast read.
Yeah. I could not think. You know, there's books where you, how do I say this nicely? There's books where you completely are in the hands of the author of creating the fiction of it. And then I just could not get away from the fact that the protagonist in this novel was the author.
Yeah. Yeah. I would believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you watch Big Bang Theory, my brain immediately says this is a novel about Sheldon Cooper trying to find a wife. So if that appeals to you, grab this book for sure.
Yeah, I had problems with it, but I know. Well, people love it. So
people love it. It's fun.
It's out. It's Rosie Project. There you go.
It's a good entry point to your summer reading, I think.
There you go.
And then next I brought Bellwether Rhapsody, which is by Kate Reculia. This book was pitched to me as Glee meets The Shining. And so I was I'm going
to
read that. I don't care what it's about. I'm definitely going to read that book based on that description. And it, you know, it kind of is. It's set in an old hotel. 15 years earlier, there was a wedding in the hotel and the bride was found. I think she killed herself. Something totally, totally scandaloso and super. Maybe she's haunting the hotel. Who knows? But 15 years later, the young girl who had witnessed the suicide comes back to the hotel to sort of revisit her demons now that she's grown up. And simultaneously in the hotel that weekend is an all-state band competition. So it's filled with these high schoolers who are music and theater geeks, and chaos ensues, and one of the girls from the star of the band goes missing in this hotel. So it's a little bit scary, creepy, but it's funny. I mean, it's a funny page turner, great quirky characters. I was absolutely delighted by it.
Is there a real hotel?
I don't think it is, but I think it's set in the Catskills.
Okay.
You know, like a Mohonk Mountain House kind of style.
Oh, neat.
Place. Yeah.
Kate Reculia, Bellwether Rhapsody. That looks great.
Oh, yeah. Super
okay,
fun.
Good stuff.
And then my next one is Tween Hobo Off the Rails. Now, it's not every day I would recommend a book that's based on a Twitter feed. You know, that's kind of That seems a bit, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
But, oh my God, I love Tween Hobo. So hard. So the basic premise is she is a character who is a 12, but a hard 12. She's decided to leave her plush life behind and travel the rails in search of her, in this book, in search of her lost brother. It reads like a novel. It's fantastic. It's set, starts January 1st and ends at the end of the year. And she hits the rails and she decides she's going to go find her brother. And the humor is just pretty great. She's, you know, she loves Justin Bieber and sparkle glitter pens, but she's also like learning how to cook beans in the back of a, you know, train with her hobo friends. It's delightful. The writer, Elena Smith, who writes the Twitter feed and wrote this fabulous book based on it, is a staff writer for The Newsroom. She is whip smart, super smart.
I went back and forth on this on this book because I was thinking of having the author on, and because of your event and so forth, and I had it on my desk, and then I would say, I want to do it, and then I would look at it, and I would say, I don't understand it. And then I'd look, and I'd say, oh, she writes for my favorite show, The Newsroom, so I have to have her on. And then I would read some of it, and I'd say, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Like, is this true? Is this a real person? Is this...
No, it's a character.
It's a character.
I do sort of think that the target audience for this book is like girls 15 to 34 is right. In my mind.
So I fall just a little bit out of the demographic.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's just what it is. But if you know a girl who's 15 to 34, give her this book because she will pee her pants laughing.
Okay.
Super smart.
There you go.
And Elena Smith, the author, is going to be at our store on July 18th at 7 at our Rhinebeck store. So
it
you
looks
can
really,
come down and meet her.
It looked very funny. The things I was reading were very funny. So
It's a certain
humor.
Sense of humor.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the last one I wanted to talk about is called, I don't have it with me because it's not out till next week. It comes out Tuesday, July 8th. It's called Landline by Rainbow Rowell. Rainbow has written Eleanor and Park and Fangirl, which I probably talked about both of those on the show, which are YA novels. This is a adult novel. It's about a woman who is a super successful TV writer, but her marriage is falling apart because she works all the time. So she and her husband are apart for a weekend. She goes back to her childhood home, and she decides she's going to call him one night and talk things out. She picks up the landline phone in her childhood bedroom, and when she gets through to her husband on the other side, it's him like 20 years earlier when they first met in his childhood bedroom. So she's present day talking to a young version of her husband.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like magical realism. You just sort of have to embrace that that's happening. But her writing is so wonderful. I just love her work.
I met her at, I guess you did too, at BEA.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I had really come in contact with her work. But I started reading this. It was really good.
It's really good. Fun.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Well, Landline by Rainbow Rowell. And anything else you want to tell us about?
I was just going to mention that if anyone wants to come out and say hi to me, I'm going to be at Scoville Memorial Library in Salisbury this Thursday night from 6 to 7. They're having their summer reading program kick off, and I'm going to be there talking about books.
Wonderful.
So you can come on down and we can nerd out about books together. And then on Friday, we're having our big, at the bookstores, we're having our big Independence Day sale. We do 20% off store-wide. We'll be open from noon to 7 on 4th of July.
Good
stuff. And you can just pick up all these books I just talked about and get a good deal on them.
Oblongbooks.com. You can see the entire list there and check out what they've got going on. Better yet, visit them. They're in Rhinebeck and Millerton, two convenient locations. Susanna Hermans, thank you so much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here. Have a wonderful summer season, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Again, oblongbooks.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.